Once again, the text for this morning's message is taken from the gospel reading this day, the Palm Sunday gospel reading of Matthew 21. In the name of Christ Jesus. Advent. The theme of Advent is Christ coming. Now, for 21st century Lutherans, while believing his coming first as Redeemer, we look forward to his second coming as our Redeemer. How else would he come? As he told us, look up, because your redemption is drawing nigh. He will come with all of his holy angels, with all of the company of heaven, and he will raise us up who have gone earlier. And we will meet the Lord in the air, as St. Paul says, and so we will forever be with the Lord. And your response to that might be, yes, indeed. He once came humbly as our Redeemer. But his second coming will be when he comes in splendor with all of his glory to judge both the living and the dead. But you know, he has always come to us so. He is the Lord of glory. We'll sing it at Christmas. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. All of his glory was there, even when he was born and laid in a manger. Come and worship him. Christ the Savior is born. Yes, indeed, all of his glory was there. And our text this morning brings us exactly that same message. As Jesus sets his face toward Jerusalem and entered Jerusalem according to God's prophetic word to die for us and for our salvation. The people who lined the streets sang out the glorious song, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna, which means save us. Save us now, Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David, God's promised Christ from the beginning. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He is God incarnate, God himself. Even the donkey, the beast of burden, carries him who carries the burden of the sin of the world. And Jesus went to that cross where he was forsaken by God the Father, damned for you and for me and for the life of the world, so that the grace of God might rest upon you, that can be placed into your mouth to eat and to drink, so that you might be redeemed from death and from hell and from the power of the devil. Jesus was never more glorious than when he hung upon that cross for you, where he broke the devil's ownership of you and gained for you reconciliation with God and peace with God forever and everlasting life in the forgiveness of all of your sins, the great gifts of God. And he ascended on high, so that he might send to you his Comforter, God's Holy Spirit himself, to bring you to faith, to make you a member of this church on earth, his church, through the washing of the waters of holy baptism, and to keep you in that faith by his word and by his holy supper until eternity does break upon all of us, even as it broke upon Jerusalem when Jesus rode on the back of that donkey. And then it will come to pass what we believe, teach, and confess, that he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. That has been the song of Christ Jesus and his church ever since the beginning of all things. It was there in the promise to Adam when God cursed the serpent. It has been preached, it has been taught, and it has been sung through the patriarchs and the prophets and the apostles and the martyrs and the preachers who followed them. And by this preaching, Christ Jesus himself has gathered all people. And by the works of his law in the hearts of true men, the Holy Spirit has brought them to repentance over their sins. And through the works of his gospel, the Holy Spirit has brought people the blessed news that they are forgiven. The news of salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is our mediator. He is our redeemer. He has done it for us, for you. So how does Jesus come to you now on the back of a donkey? In a manger? No, Jesus comes to you as he has and as he promised. In his word. He comes to serve you in his word, by his gospel word. He comes to serve you in the washing of the blessed waters of holy baptism, where he washes all your sins away and creates in you a new heart and a new life and a brand new faith. If you are in him, you are entirely a new creation. Jesus comes to you to serve you, not by angels on the plains of Hastings, Nebraska, or anywhere else, or in Bethlehem for that matter. But he comes to you declared in the mouth of the servant that he sent to you here to proclaim to you, your sins are forgiven. You have eternal peace with God. Pastor's voice, God's word, delivering right into your own ears his gift of the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus comes to you in his divine liturgy, not from magi from the east, but in the word of God, the law and the gospel that directed them. Law and gospel, the divine liturgy, drawn from God's word, especially in the Sanctus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. As we join our voices, as we will this morning, with all the crowd on that Palm Sunday of Matthew 21, to herald our Savior and to proclaim, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. How does he come to you now? In a huge crowd of people carrying their coats, which we have to wear this morning, of course, and tearing down the branches of the trees that might line the road? Is he got that how he's going to come through this morning, through the front doors of the church? No. He comes to you riding on the divine liturgy, the format for receiving the gifts of God for you. The forgiveness of all of your sins, faith, the Holy Spirit, salvation, and its victory over death and the devil, the promise of the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, God's grace for you. God's grace for you. And he comes to keep you in this faith unto life everlasting through his very own body and blood for you that he gives you in his precious supper, placed into the believing child of God's mouth to strengthen your faith and your love for your neighbor. God's marked these for you, so you don't miss them. He says, here I am until I come again on that last day to judge the living and the dead. Here I am in my gospel, in my sacraments. Wherever his word is preached purely and his sacraments are rightly administered, there you will find him. There is where he comes to you. There you will receive his gifts. Not just for Christmas, but for your life, now and forever, in Christ Jesus. It is by this means, his word and his sacraments. He doesn't come by a repeat in the manger. He doesn't come repeat by the donkey or any other way. Only through his word, where Jesus proclaims he is the way. And when men hear it preached or read it, and the holy sacraments are used according to his word, that God there delivers forgiveness, life, and salvation. That's where he draws men unto himself to convert them and to regenerate them and to sanctify them. So this Christmastide, as we begin Advent this day, and the commercials ramp up on TV, and angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy, becomes the theme of everything that happens. Listen not. He comes now to you by his word and by his sacraments before he comes finally on the last day. And if you're tempted to look anywhere else, repent that. That's the devil speaking. That's your old sinful flesh rising up again saying, yeah, I gotta have stuff. Drown that old sinful self every day in your baptism. Drown him to death and don't let him stick his head up again. Don't let him take a breath. Tune your ears to the word of Christ. It alone delivers Christ for you. Word and sacrament, where he daily and richly delivers the forgiveness of sins to you and all believers everywhere until he comes again. There is Advent, in his word and in his sacraments. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be Jesus our Savior. Hosanna in the highest. In his name, amen.